These security officials in the Pakistani capital city of Islamabad are on high alert to preempt any possible terror attacks. These measures are part of the country's latest push to eradicate militant groups following last month's deadly attack on a military-run school in Peshawar. Over the past few weeks, as many as 10,000 people believed to be linked with militant groups have been arrested across the country. Pakistani officials may have shown urgency to deal with terror threat in recent months. But the main question is whether the country is only dealing with symptoms or the root cause of the problem. Pakistan's security establishment, including the ISI, has long been accused of supporting certain militant groups to pursue its interests in the region. Experts believe nothing will change unless there is an end to this policy.
Pakistani state and intelligence agencies should withdraw all support from these terrorist groups who have been used in the past as their proxies. And they have to, as the Pakistani state is saying now, that there is no distinction between the good and bad Taliban. We are hoping that the Pakistan government is serious about that.
Recent reports suggest that Pakistan has decided to ban the Afghanistan-based Taliban-affiliated Haqqani network and Jamaat-ud-Dawah. Both these groups have been accused of working for the Pakistani intelligence agencies. But Islamabad denies such allegations.
Jamaat-ud-Dawah and many other organizations are listed by the United Nations Committee, Sanctions Committee. And because Pakistan is a member of the United Nations, it automatically incurs the obligation to take action against entities and individuals that are listed.
Pakistan has repeatedly insisted that it is fighting the terrorism without any discrimination. But it remains to be seen if the country indeed lives up to this commitment. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.